Oh, yeah, it's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm. As I always say, I don't get the requests that week. I usually don't because I got to find them and I'm all by my lonesome here. The kids have left town, or the college kids have left town, as they sing that old Dogmatic song. So actually, the new season of the Desperate Hours starts officially next week. And also on the 23rd marks 5 years of the Desperate Hours. Can you stand it? Anyway, well, in my association with this very station, actually, eclipsed 21 years over the winter. Anyway, you're on the internet, you're on Facebook, admit it, you are. Go over and like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. An early plug for that. Don't be bashful. I won't single you out. Anyway, let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:16 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Ha, says you. Anyway, walking gets you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This is a public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Anyway, actually, I am somewhat fit for my age. And given that till recent years, I haven't really taken care of myself. I think I'll probably do it in that time. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. Explain it with his first set of the evening. This month's backing track, Esquivel. And his take on Sentimental Journey from the Best Of thing, Esquivel, originally released in 1964 on RCA Victor, or 1961 on RCA Victor. But the CD reissue was released in 1994. Just heard The Human Expression from the compilation. CD2. There we go. Anyway, yeah, I know a little bit of... This is why they don't pay me anything to do this. But anyway, The Human Expression, a track called Every Night, originally released on the Accent label in 1967. I got off the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 3. The second of two Los Angeles compilations in that series that I know of, anyway. The Quid before that, they were from Canada with a track called Crazy Thing. I got out of the Trash Box Disc 4. It was originally released on the Eagle label in 1965 in Canada. Before that, The Ventures from the album Walk Don't Run, the most fortuitous 50 cents I spent in my life. Walk Don't Run, released on Dalton in 1960. The name of the track is Caravan, been covered many, many times. For that, Ike and Tina Turner from 1960 on the Sue label, and The Way You Love Me. And then we kicked off the show with the second helping and Let Me In. Got that off the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 2. I think the other L.A. Comp in that series was originally released on the Viva label in 1966. And when I looked it up, I said, you know, I was looking up the information. Viva had a very... very distinctive label. And I went looking for it, but it was another release that I had, a couple of other releases that I had on that label, but not that particular track. Anyway, I'm here till 8 o'clock. I do believe that Kim is here for Soma for the summer, I believe. Well, she'll be at least here this week. Meanwhile, you're stuck with me. These are the Desperate Hours.
Back one time, why can't you do the same? I'm on. Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Was once a prince who acted strangely in that he thought life was stupid, and it was for him. So he made up a world in which he liked the things we like, but he had different reasons why he liked them. He liked butter for its color. He would order toast and color. Waitresses confused would utter, "Sir, I've never heard of toast and color." He'd get angry and begin to choke them. The law would come and they'd arrest and book him. So his life was a mess of trouble. Still he kept it up. He had dogs, 100 cocker spaniels, and he called them panties, 'cause they did that mostly, and he did not care at all if they would bark and fetch sticks, run and jump, roll over and play dead tricks. No, he liked them only for their panting, so he would run them ragged. But one day they got fed up and chased the prince right up against a fence, and the prince was eaten by his panties.
6:31 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me explain away the second set of the evening. Just heard a band called, out of Canada, called the Deverons. A track, She's Your Lover, got off the compilation, People of Time. The original release was on the Rio label in Canada in 1965. For that, Oscar Bishop with Oscar's Dog. After compilation, Whip, Wobble, and Grind. It was originally released on the Ripcore label in 1969. Preceding that was Mason Williams, yes, of the classical gas Mason Williamses, from the Mason Williams phonograph record, and the Prince's Panties. Came out in 1968 on Warner Brothers. And we kicked it off with The Shadows 4, and I'm Begging You, a track originally released on the DME label in 1966. They were local guys, Ruben, I believe. The track was called I'm Begging You. Got off the compilation, New England Teen Scene CD. If you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, go to the Desperate Hours and WMFO Facebook page and like it. If you want to relive the horror, go over to www.wmfo.org. Go to the schedule, go to Thursday, scroll down to Desperate Hours. You get the playlist and the archive. Stays there for about 2 weeks. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Out of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
methods and sound.
Bass diddles, oh, oh yeah. Oh yeah. All right. All right. Oh, that's so good, baby. Oh yeah. All right. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! French fried potatoes, oh, oh yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
6:45 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Heard a couple of songs that everybody knows, but it ain't the official song that everybody knows. That's not coming till the first set of the second hour. Just heard Dee Dee Sharp and Mashed Potato Time on the Cameo label from 1962. Before that, a band called The Adventures. They were from somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. Track that I have no idea. It was previously unreleased. There was no recording date, or I didn't catch it on the liner notes. I got off the compilation Stomp, which came out in 2001 on Norton. Well, that Chris Montez and Les Dance, originally released on the Monogram label in 1962. I got off the compilation Golden Age of American Rock and Roll, Volume 1, came out in 1991 on Ace. Before that, from the soundtrack of my childhood, Marco Melkin and his International Oriental Orchestra in Samiko. It's a Greek dance. And after LP, Hi-Fi Adventure in Asia Minor, came out in 1958 on Decca. Then we kicked off the set with a band called The Counts out of the Pacific Northwest. Well, I'm sure you've heard of them. You know, at least one of you has. Anyway, the band they call being called The Counts, Come Now, was the name of the track, originally released on the Panorama label in 1966. I got off the compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands Volume 4. Came out in 2004 on Big Beat. This next set will take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. I hope you're digging it. I don't care if you do or don't. I'm still going to be here. I'm not ratings driven. These are the Desperate Hours.
Oh, everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Enough to me.
Some mighty bad news. She laughed at me.